Argentina's economic crisis has taken a dramatic turn for the worse. The government of Latin America's third most populous country appears on the verge of collapse. Argentine President Fernando de la Rúa declared a state of emergency after rioting broke out yesterday in several cities. In Buenos Aires, the capital, police used tear gas to disperse a largely peaceful demonstration of thousands of Argentines demanding the president resign. The country's economic minister and the entire cabinet offered to resign. Reporter Tom Gibb is in Buenos Aires. Tensions have been building all week, but this crisis was 4 years in the making. What are the causes?
Well, it's, as you say, a very long crisis. I think it's more than 4 years in the making. At the heart of it is $132 billion of debt. Much of it was run up in the 1990s during Carlos Menem's presidency. If you ask any Argentine what the cause of it, they'll say is that they'll say, where did all that money go? The politicians are corrupt and they've been stealing. I think that is at the heart of the problem. The country has huge debts that sent the whole economy into a downward spiral with interest rates rising, companies closing, lots of companies shifting to Brazil, capital flight, rising unemployment, and just recently the country nearly ran out of money. They put severe restrictions on the amount of money people could take out of banks a couple of weeks ago, and that's resulted in a deepening of the recession at the moment. And I think that, combined with the run-up to Christmas, is what sparked these protests. People have just said, we've had enough.
Protests in Buenos Aires, rioting and looting in other cities.
Certainly. I mean, it started off in Buenos Aires as well with rioting and looting. Lots of supermarkets were looted, as happened in several other cities. And then the government declared the state of emergency. And President Fernando de la Rúa, when he did that, he came out saying that behind all of these protests there were groups of agitators who were trying to undermine the economy and use violence, etc., etc., etc. He sort of brushed off the idea that people were doing it because they were hungry. And I think that angered people a great deal, certainly the people I talked to in the streets. And literally, I think hundreds of thousands of people came out of their houses onto street corners all across Buenos Aires in the middle of the night. I was driving in from the airport at that time, and at each street corner, people had lit fires, there were some barricades up, and people were banging pots and pans. So it was really a very, very big mass protest.
Will the government fall?
I think it may manage to survive simply because I'm not sure that the opposition is anxious to jump into its shoes at this particular point in time. The future is very, very uncertain. It's really hard to see what they're going to be able to do now because they've run out of money, they've got no international credit, and the IMF is still breathing down their necks, and I think it's going to be very hard to see what they do.
This has implications for other Latin American nations, doesn't it?
Not nearly as many implications as people were thinking 5 or 6 months ago. This crisis has been so slow in coming, it's taken such a long time, that economies like Brazil have had time to prepare for it. And up until a month ago or so, the Brazilian currency was sliding continuously against the dollar because of the troubles in Argentina. Now the Brazilian economy appears to be recovering, and despite what's happening here. And I think the fact that it wasn't likely to lead to major contagion around the world is what made the US government and the IMF to start to play hardball with Argentina. They're not so worried about Argentina getting into all sorts of problems. They were really worried about contagion. And without that risk, then it's bad news for the Argentines in many ways.
Reporter Tom Gibb in Buenos Aires, Argentina.